On WKOK Sunrise right now, Dr. Lanair Alam is back on, Executive Director of the Susquehanna Valley Community Education Project. She's going to teach Tenacity Resilience 101 when it comes time for this school to open up fully, because she's been pushing for this for years and has just made it a quest and brought a lot of good people. It's funny, you watch this go along, more and more big thinkers and doers get involved, and more folks that you really like to have in your corner, including Fritz Heinemann, who we're going to talk about in one moment. So, Dr. Alam, thank you. Lanair, thank you so much for calling in again.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for the opportunity that you've given to us many times, and I'm eager to share things that are happening on the project at this point in time.
Well, it's one of those things. The more you think about it, the more you talk about it, the more you find out about it, you know that it's a good, positive thing that's in the early stages. And so we want folks to get on board. If folks aren't familiar with the Susquehanna Valley Community Education Project, the community college project based out of sort of the Sunbury, greater Sunbury region, tell us what this community college will be and why it's to our advantage to have our own local community college.
A community college is really a unique public anchor institution, very open enrollment. It is geared to 16-year-olds who are in dual enrollment all the way through 50-plus ages who want to get reskilled in a career and still have time to work. Community colleges offer skills trade certifications as well as associate degrees and applied associate degrees, and all of that happens right in your own region where you're located. It's dedicated to the community in which it serves, and so having our own regional community college would be extremely advantageous for building out a workforce. And at this point in time, you know, that the scope of workforce that we need is at about 8,000 openings per year, and we just don't have the proper ecosystem to meet that level of demand. And where the community colleges are, those are the generators that have a consistent output of human capital. And so with a community college in place that's dedicated to our region and the businesses in our region and the socioeconomic development of the individuals and families in our region, we would have the mechanism to do that.
Okay, so this community college, very agile and able to help local businesses by turning on a dime to really help you know, make sure that they're offering classes that are very specifically tailored to what any individual business or industry would need around here, or what an individual would need in mm-hmm. our area. You have a summit coming up where you want folks who want to learn more to get just some of the greatest information. So tell us about this Friday summit.
Community College Summit is the premier event for this project and beyond this project for learning about the community college sector and the advantages of having our own regional community college. And this year we really do have an all-star lineup. Sister Mary Persico, she's the president of Marywood University and our partner university. She will be speaking. Elizabeth Bolden, she is the president and CEO of the Pennsylvania Commission for Community Colleges. So the strong lobby that gets the money into the budget for the community colleges, she's going to be speaking. Michael Dotz, he is at the Pennsylvania Department of Education. He's the higher education expert, and so he'll be speaking about the regulations and guidelines for establishing a community college. Anna Brown, who works with Lightcast, formerly MZ, she did the economic analysis and wrote the economic impact for the proposed Susquehanna Valley Community College. And her conservative estimate on the amount of new funds that would bring into our region was $78.5 million. Chris Gray, he's the founding president of Erie County Community College. It took Erie County 18 years to get their community college approved and launched. And so he's the founding president. He's going to really give us, I think, the most unique insights as to what to expect when you start and launch the college, and as well as the advice on what to avoid and the challenges that we'll face. So I'm really eager to learn from him. And then our own Fritz Heinemann. So right here in the Valley, you know, we have somebody who is behind this project with enthusiasm and eagerness to not if but when we can get this college started attitude. And it's just been a delight to have him be a spokesperson for this project.
Well, yeah, we know him from Economics PA and the Andy Russell mm-hmm. Charitable Foundation and Everyone's Playground over in Sealands Grove. So what he gets his teeth into generally turns into something that's quite successful and makes a huge difference in people's lives. So he's behind this, and we're going to hear that. Who would you like to attend the summit?
We would really like leaders from the Valley, businesses, maybe representative from a business. We would like residents and citizens who understand the value of a community college. Maybe they attended a community college. Elected officials or someone designated from their staff who want to just keep a pulse on what's happening on this project. And the press. The press could come and maybe come for part of the summit, maybe a special speaker that they want to hear and report on. But this is open to our region, and getting the word out there by individuals, businesses, and leaders across the Valley on the advantages of and benefits of a regional community college.
All right. This is a summit that we're talking about. It's 100% free and includes a lunch. So whoever said there's no such thing as a free lunch hasn't attended this summit. So it's at the Degenstein Center, the Apple Meeting Rooms over at Susquehanna University. So this is just a great place to meet. It's a super comfortable facility, and it should be a really, hopefully it'll be well attended. We really want everybody to consider joining if you're a skeptic, maybe especially if you're a skeptic. Or one of the county commissioners around here. You got this key dozen people around here who control the purse strings in the county.
Yeah.
That, you know, we talk about majority rule in the U.S. Well, we don't have that around here. We have minority rule, where the people entrusted to monitor the budgets so far haven't seen their way clear to supporting this 100%. But there certainly are individual commissioners who do. So we need to get more on board. NewCommunityCollege.org, the place to get more information on this. Please, Lanier, tell us more about either the summit or the college or what else is happening so that we can wrap up our interview.
So you mentioned about our county commissioners, and we were advised by one of the county commissioners to conduct a regional survey. And so we've done this for a public anchor community college. And I just want to give two informative stats about what we're finding. That consistently, 85% of the respondents, and there are 1,000 respondents just to Public Anchor Community College survey, 85% approve a modest tax increase to have this regional community college. 15% oppose. Also, supporting the commissioners in making the decision to sign the resolution of sponsorship, we have seen this grow from 3/4 in support, 4/5, and now we're at 7/8 in support. So it is amazing how once people understand, and we've been at all of the fairs and festivals this season, summer season, fall season, and collected a lot of petitions, and in the surveys that have been completed, we are just seeing stronger support for our commissioners to sponsor this community college. And how often we hear, when will it be open? Because we want to go.
Dr. Allen, we'll give you the last word. Anything to add to our conversation? Maybe make a pitch for either folks to find out more in general at newcommunitycollege.org, or come to the summit where all of your questions can be answered, please.
Yes, please come to the summit. That would be a wonderful opportunity for us to meet with you, for you to learn more. And newcommunitycollege.org has information. You can also call our office, 570-898-5000. 4334. We would love to talk with you, whether you support this or are a skeptic. Either or, we are open to having this discussion because it's so vital for our region, and we think that once you hear all of the studies that we've had and the benefits, that you'll also see the advantage of having our own community college.
All right. Well, thank you so much for all you're doing. Thank you for heading this up. This is probably more than a decade or so of work for you.
Yes, this is 14 years of from the time that I wrote the background study, and then we established the 501c3. But you know what, Mark? It's been a worthwhile journey, and we know that, you know, you work hard at things that you really believe in, and the reward is seeing it happen. And for everybody on this project and our every resident in our region who has shown their support or even just understands the value of this, we all will see the reward once it is the doors open.
Well, thank you so much for your time and all you're doing. Very much appreciated. Thank you, Dr. Alum.
Thank you, Mark.
That is Dr. Lanier Alum, Executive Director of the Susquehanna Valley Community Education Project. The summit is this Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Degenstein Center in the Apple Meeting Room. So have coffee and refreshments throughout the day there, and lunch will be provided if you want to go. Elizabeth Bolden, also going to be on the Newsline this Friday on the WKOK Financial Friday broadcast with the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce. Chambers warming up to the idea of a community college. They were skeptic, too, initially, but now starting to recognize, particularly as our area slowly modernizes with industry, just how a resilient and agile local community college could be. And you'll hear Fritz Heinemann, of course, speaking. Everybody gets out their wallet after they talk to him. I don't know if he's going to ask you to do that on Friday or not, but he's particularly good at that, making sure that people's generosity gets a direction to move. So we appreciate that. newcommunitycollege.org.